You're listening to SBS News.
As Victoria's lengthy lockdowns curtailed most social encounters, a new COVID-safe activity took the state by force. Hannah Dawes, from Melbourne's northern suburbs, found solace in taking to the streets on two wheels.
It was a time to connect and be social and cycle. And I think probably the other reason was probably to explore, to be honest. Even though we only had at some points like a 5K, 10K radius, being on a bike and like cycling, you just felt less locked down and less confined.
She's now part of numerous social cycling groups.
So I've got, you know, a few really good friends from work that I cycle with. And it's just like still a way that we catch up to socialise. And the thing I like about cycling is it's you can catch up with someone, but you're also exercising.
Now, the Royal Automobile Club of Victoria is calling on Victorians to continue riding their bikes for health and economic benefits post-pandemic. Over the past two COVID-ridden years, bike riding increased as lockdowns brought about significant infrastructure spending and lifestyle changes. Elizabeth Kim from the RACV says the benefits for the wider economy cannot be ignored.
There were 34,000 full-time jobs that were in and around bike riding in the past year. In addition, that contributed to over $6.3 billion revenue towards the overall Australian economy.
A study from We Ride Australia shows 1.7 million bikes were purchased across the nation in 2020, while a further 4.1 million adults spent money on cycling-related products. Chris Rogers, owner of the independent Melbourne bike shop Pedal Cyclery, found people of all ages were taking up the activity during lockdown.
Exciting to fathom that people would be engaging with their bikes again, because what we did see is a lot of bikes that were, what might refer to as dusty shed bikes that are pretty apparently not being ridden otherwise, and then now they're wanting to ride those bikes again.
Victoria's government is responding to this surge in the cycling trend. The RACV's Miss Kim says the state government has invested in 100 kilometres of separated cycle lanes and new bike trails.
60% of people are really interested in bike riding, but some of what holds them back is a fear of the road traffic. And so by having the separated lanes or the off-road paths and all of this new great bike infrastructure, it's enabled so many more people to participate in bike riding.
Bike use outside the major cities has also doubled compared to pre-pandemic numbers. According to We Ride, exercise and fitness is the most common reason to ride a bike at 82%, while 41% use their bike as their main mode of transport for work, school, or shopping. Brooke Young, SBS News.